not getting very far. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7, "So then neither is he who plants anything, neither is he who waters, but God who gives the increase." Does it sometimes seem that you are not getting very far in your personal life, in your financial life, even in your spiritual life? A part of the world's view of success is the idea of getting far, whatever that may mean. Did you ever consider that you just might be laboring under an unscriptural expectation? Did you ever think that, just maybe, that far place to which you are trying to get was not, in fact, God's plan for you after all? During most of my adult life, as I've learned truth and attempted to share it and live it, there has always been someone with an objection such as, "You're not going to get very far teaching that." Is that my aim, to get very far? In reference to the issue of proclaiming the good news, our friend Tony Smith wisely answers the objection of not getting very far. Here's what he says. "When it comes to proclaiming the evangel, I'm not trying to get very far. Instead, I just go wherever my master sends me. And where I go, when I get there, and who I speak to, when I do, is entirely up to him. He does not need or require my works to complete his purpose. If all of us were never to say another word about the evangel, then the rocks would shout it out." Wonderful words, isn't it? It's not about us, our abilities, our failures, our successes. After all, is he not in charge? Does he not work all things after the counsel of his own will? Why not abandon these expectations of getting very far and just leave the results to him?